Hey everyone, I'm Ian.
And I'm Sam.
You're listening to Do I Like This, the podcast, where Sam eats soup and I bring her films that somebody shot one day, one set on a beach.
That sounds like par for the course.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. The soup I'm eating is really delicious. So. Sorry, y'all.
No apologies necessary. So this week, I brought Sam the 2015 one-set classic, The Sand.
Yeah, a.k.a. Killer Beach.
A.k.a. Killer Beach.
Starring that weird dude from Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
The lead guy, the whole time.
Which is the lead guy?
Well, I'm sorry. I guess maybe he's like the semi. Everybody's the lead. The pasty white goth guy.
Okay. Yep.
I called him
My Chemical Romance.
Like, creepy guy, pasty guy, whatever. Emo hair. The whole time, like, God, why do I know him? Why do I know him? He just looks annoying, and why do I know him? Mm-hmm. And he's like the weird friend from Hannah Montana. And I know that because my sisters were real into Hannah Montana back in the day. So
sure,
I caught a few episodes. It was actually a pretty funny show.
Hey, no judgment.
Yeah. But yeah, when I read that afterward, I was like, oh yeah, that is him. It's probably the last thing he ever made.
I mean, that internet, we can find that out. Speaking of the internet, this is the first movie to have two entries in its tagline on IMDb from multiple people.
Oh, really?
Yep. I'm going to go with the second one. So sorry, Anonymous, who was the author of the first one. After an epic beach party in celebration of their college graduation, a large group of hungover 20-somethings wake up in a secluded private beach. But under the bright light of an otherwise ordinary spring break morning, the unsuspecting teens realize that somehow the sand under their feet is alive, ready to devour those who touch it. Now, as the death toll keeps rising, an unseen, carnivorous entity is waiting patiently for their slightest wrong move. Is there an escape from the killer beach? Thank you, Nick Riganas. Nick
too Riganas. Long. Yeah, too That's long. Not a tagline, but thanks.
I should have gone with the other one. You know what? You're going to get the other one. It was, after an all-night graduation beach party, a group of hungover 20-somethings awake to a beating sun, a seemingly carnivorous beach that devours anything with a heartbeat that touches the sand.
Yeah, there you go.
Good job, Anonymous. Sorry, Nick. You've been...
See, Ian.
Voted off the island.
That's why we don't let you pick things.
She says on the podcast about Ian picking things.
Right. That was kind of the
how
point.
How that turned out?
That was kind of the point.
So I think, turn it over to you. Let's just get into this movie.
So I first should say that I had heard of this one. We've talked about watching it for a while. I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect this.
So just a little background for you. I started watching this, I want to say early this winter, and I watched about 15 minutes and I got to a scene we'll talk about where it's like, oh, this is going to be a great one. I'm not going to watch any more of it so I can be surprised with Sam and enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's that mistake I keep making. You got to get at least a half hour in.
It's not as bad as Bloody New Year.
Oh, yeah.
Which was...
I can't really
speak
to that.
You didn't even watch.
Yes, I was about to say, I can't really speak to that.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. But I think when I had talked about it, when I had done a quick recap of it for you, at least it was like lots of random shit going on.
I mean, you don't often run into a banister that's animated and attacking people. Mm-hmm. And if you do, please tell us your life story.
So this movie, the way that it opens, I turn to you and I go, ugh, is this found footage?
Yeah.
It literally felt like Cloverfield for like the first 5+ minutes.
Well, and the resolution was terrible. I actually stopped. It's free on YouTube if you want to go see it. There's a couple cuts.
Tubi, right?
You can watch it on IMDTV or Tubi as well. The YouTube version is fine, but the first couple minutes, that early part, which is like a college party on a beach, the footage is so grainy. I thought it was the upload when it was actually just how it was shot.
But it really did. It was dark. It kept cutting between scenes. There's all these random people. Everybody's like yelling and partying and, hey, look at me. Blah, blah. And it was Cloverfield.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was 100%. And then you get like little flashes setting up the storyline. So we have, I call them the greasy guy, which is the creepy guy from Hannah Montana. I'll just call him Hannah Montana. So he's like running the party, I guess. And
as much as you can run a beach party.
Right. And we have, we're introduced to the blonde who's pretty much our lead, our like final girl type thing. I wrote Kelly, but her name is Kaylee. And I spelled her name like 7 different ways in my notes. So, and apparently it's like midterms are tomorrow. People are going on vacation. It's spring break. I was confused. I'm like, wait, are there midterms or is it spring break?
Right.
Or I missed.
Or is
something.
It college graduation? According to Nick on IMDb, way to go, Nick.
Right. I don't know. So I'm pretty sure it was spring break.
It was spring break because okay. Later on, one of the girls, yeah, she talks about Cabo. It. Yep.
So one of the main things is Hannah Montana goes, Vegas rules. We're all putting our cell phones in a bag so that nothing ends up on social media. So at that point in time, it wasn't mm-hmm. super clear. I got why he was doing it. Yeah. But then like later on, they explain it more. He's like, gotta follow the rules. And then intercut with those, like the found footage stuff is scenes of the next morning deserted beach. Mm-hmm. With like random like cups and kegs, like
sleeping bags,
yeah. Whatever. And then we have some girls gone wild shenanigans, and I wrote Ian. There's girls like flashing her boobs, and then a couple of guys. I mean, it's a genre. We're bound to run into them almost every movie.
Russian roulette has better odds than a movie not having boobs.
That's true, probably. Then we have a scene of a couple of guys. They're carrying what looks to be like a slimy brain that they found at the beach.
Okay. It's like the size of a beanbag chair. It's giant.
I wouldn't say beanbag chair because you have beanbag chairs and then you have like beanbag chairs.
It's the size of like 2 or 3 beach balls inflated.
Sure.
Like why do they grab it? Why would you pick that up and play with it?
Because they were really
drunk.
It's
disgusting.
They were really drunk. So my first thought, it kind of looked like ambergris, which is...
Yeah, okay. No, I know what you mean.
You know what it is,
yeah.
Right? It's like from whales, like whale fat, and it's super expensive and used to be made into scents. I don't know if it still is. I don't know, whatever. And so I was like, isn't that? Or is it like an alien egg?
It was 1,000% an alien
egg. It's an alien egg, duh. But that's where my brain goes. So at this point, I was confused. We have Kelly going off with Hannah Montana, and I thought that they were like, that was like her Kaylee. Ex-boyfriend. Kaylee. I wrote Kelly. I changed it.
They're
to
interchangeable.
Kaylee when I actually heard her name later on. She walks off with Hannah Montana, and I was like, oh, is that like her ex-boyfriend? And they're like hooking back up, or
that was the vibe I thought too.
It's not.
No.
Someone else is her ex-boyfriend. There's lots more partying, electronic dance music.
I wrote some cool dudes doing some flips.
Yeah. It was
nothing it says I'm a cool guy you want to hook up with at a college party, like doing parkour off your friend's hands and then the back of a truck.
I mean, those were my college parties, right?
I'm pretty sure that's how I wooed you, but
you know. Did a backflip off of the truck.
I would break myself. Oh, yeah. God.
No.
I remember once trying to jump over one of those parking meters and not ending well.
Oh, God, Ian.
Yeah, 20-something Ian was drinking a lot.
Well, and also you were so like skinny and tall. You were just like all arms and legs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I just picture.
It was a mess of
I picture
limbs.
One of the car sales, like yeah. Floaty men just like falling all over a parking.
Just imagine like, you know, a Wendigo from a lot of found footage movies trying to
Slender
jump
man.
Over. Yeah. Just imagine Slender Man trying to do it. That was pretty much what happened.
So at this point we are done with the found footage. Thank goodness.
God.
Because as I've said previously, like, I'm cool with found footage, like Frankenstein's Army style, mm-hmm. but it's not my favorite. So, and I know this is not a popular opinion, but I hated Cloverfield. I thought it was stupid and terrible and like not fun at all. And
I stand by it.
We can talk about that at another time.
Just because TJ Miller and Lizzie Kaplan are in it doesn't make it a good movie.
TJ Miller is garbage too.
Well, there's that.
He's just garbage.
But that was before we realized that. So
right,
like at first
right.
You're like, oh, and now it's like, oh. Mm.
So now we have, of course, sleeping naked girl on a table, and all we see are boobs. And of course, and then we have people, four people are asleep in a car. It's two couples. And then we have Kaylee and Hannah Montana asleep in the lifeguard tower.
So as they're panning over all this, all I could think of was, is like, this a knockoff of The Hills, and they're all, or Laguna Beach, and they're all waking up just like, because that's what they all look like. These high-end California fancy people. I never watched
any of that stuff.
Well, but you've seen the commercials. I didn't watch it religiously, but I know who they are.
So Kaylee wakes up next to Hannah Montana, and she seems unhappy. Then she's scanning the beach, and all you see are like the empty sleeping bags and all the party materials. There's nobody on the beach except for the people in the car and the girl on the table. So the people in the car just start like creepily making out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hungover makeout, disgusting. Can we just agree on that?
Yeah. When you're hungover. Especially like you haven't washed after being at the beach.
Well, no, I don't even care about that. Like,
no, just like the stickiness on top of everything.
Booze mouth, like everything that's bad about a hangover, and you're like making out with somebody.
Ugh.
It just makes me want to throw up. So, no, but that happened.
So after they're making out, one of the girls named Chandra looks up and sees Marsha lying topless on the table, who's starting to wake up, and she sits. Marsha sits up, and Chandra looks at her and goes, "Marsha, I can see your nipples."
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Marsha does not care.
Right? I wouldn't either.
Marsha's like, everyone's seen my nipples, guys. That's how I roll.
Well, and then she starts puking. So,
It's a real,
she probably doesn't care.
Real great combination of the movie being like, "Hey, here's some boobs and vomit."
So then we see a bird landing on the sand. Kaylee's watching it. And I wrote, something vaguely birdemic-like is happening.
Do you mean in graphics? Or?
Yes. It was like weird CGI, and then the bird started to like fade, and then it was replaced by sand.
It was eaten by the sand?
Sure. It was like a little sand cloud,
yeah. I think. I want to talk about here Kaylee's one expression that she has this entire movie. Because
poop face?
Yeah, poop face. She stares at it. It gets eaten, which should be... regardless of the graphic quality, a horrifying realization.
Well, it was. She did start to yell. So at this point, Marsha goes to step off the table. Kaylee's like, don't step off the table. There's the sand.
Yeah, too late.
She gets fakely stuck. And she's screaming. And I was cackling at this point.
Wait, did you want them to really stick her in the sand?
But she was like, oh, my foot. And she's pulling on her own leg.
Yeah.
And it was silly. This is, I think, my favorite moment. And I actually said it today.
Yeah.
The one guy in the back seat of the car, I don't even know what his name was. He gets out and he starts running. He goes to run across
Vance.
The sand. Vance.
Yeah.
He jumps down to the sand and instantly face plants.
It was so good.
It was hysterical. I could not stop laughing at this. And then he was just laying there on the sand like he was having a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And then he slowly disappeared into the sand. As he's slowly disappearing, he like leans up and you see his face is like half missing. I actually just posted the picture on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then he fades into the sand.
So this was the point where I stopped watching the first time because it's like, oh, this is going to go off. Yeah.
Well, as that was happening, it was just the slowest, silliest death.
Oh,
it took so long. And his girlfriend the whole time was like, baby, baby, baby. And it was ridiculous.
Oh,
ridiculous.
My God. It was. Yeah.
So I thought that was hysterical. Mm-hmm. And earlier today, our kid was having a tantrum and she goes running and just like face plants onto the sand or onto the sand. Face plants into the carpet. Well, like we have like a big fluffy carpet. And she was just laying there, like, yelling about something. And I was like, Ian, she just did the thing from the sand.
I want to be like, baby, baby, my baby. So also, we should say Marsha was eaten by the sand as well. It's nothing.
Oh,
crazy.
Yeah. Marsha.
They both die right here. And we're like, oh, this is going to, you know, pop off.
As Vance is disappearing, Hannah Montana gets one of the lifeguard red floaties. And he just throws it onto the sand where Vance was.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really funny. So at this point, it's 11 minutes in, and I just wrote, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? 11 minutes. Because, a strong first 11 minutes right, because for I'm like, a low budget movie.
Oh, it's going in, bam, bam, mm-hmm. bam. This is setting the tone. The tone oh, shifts, boy. Let's just say.
It takes a final exam turn if there ever was one.
So at this point, everyone's throwing out theories. It's quicksand. No, there's oil in the sand. No, it's the government. And Kaylee yells, get my cell phone. Call the congressman.
I could have watched 25 more minutes of them naming off what was actually happening because it was better than what happens.
Yeah. I mean, any of that probably would have been better than what happens. Here's where we find out the phones are in the trunk of the car. And I wrote, why can't they get them?
Well,
and why are they not driving the car? And at this point, as I wrote that down, they're like, start the car. But the car is dead because they left lights on all night or something. So it turns out they have to use the key to open the trunk.
Okay.
And still, my thought was, so why can't you get them?
You'll get your answer eventually.
I will, and it'll take a very long time.
The longest of times.
Mm-hmm. The only male remaining in the car is named Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah.
Yeah.
And he tries to start the car once and goes, it won't start. And I was like, dude, come on. But then he tries to start it like six other times.
Yeah.
Here's where we get Kaylee is putting her hand over the sand, like running her hand over the sand, and you're mm-hmm. getting like these little sparkly sand tendrils like that are
translucent hairs
touching her hand. First of all, they look really silly, but
yeah,
it's just setting up like, oh, the sand is alive. It also, no, I guess it does make sense because it gets stronger as time goes on. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say, how come it didn't hurt her when it did the same thing to Jonah? Later on, but I think it was because it gets stronger.
The point is as it gets fed, it gets more of its strength. Yeah.
Okay. Well, just needed a few co-eds in its little tum-tum.
I was about to say, don't we all, but then I said in its tum-tum. I'm like, oh no, that's gonna ruin that.
Nope. So at this point we get Gilbert, who is,
oh.
So he's this big black guy. He's stuck in a giant garbage can. Well, I guess it's
oil
not
drum.
Giant.
It's pretty
he's,
much like,
yeah,
an,
it's
oil
like
drum.
An oil drum. And he is a big dude. And he is stuffed inside
wedged
of
wedged in there good. He's to the got, point where it's like cutting his stomach on the sides when he
very
turns.
Weird. So he's got a big Sharpie dick on his face.
Because his friends are cool dudes.
Yeah. And I don't think that up until this point we had seen him because I didn't write anything about him. And I'm pretty sure he was just like in there sleeping. And so he wakes up and everybody's freaking out and they're like yelling, like, don't get out of the can, whatever. And they're like, Marsha's dead. And he goes, who?
Who?
It was so funny.
It's clearly a close-knit group of friends that night.
Right. They tell him to wait for high tide because when the tide comes in, he can get out. And it turns out that's not true. They just said it to like placate him or whatever. So here's what we also learned, that Jonah, the guy in the car, and Kaylee used to be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay. This is where I'm going to say, fuck you, stupid love plots.
Oh, my God. This was the worst part of the movie to me.
No,
I hated
so
it. I hated every moment of it.
So much.
Yeah. So Jonah is currently in the car with Shonda.
Chandra. Close enough.
Shonda. I wrote Shonda, I think. So they're in the car together. They start to have a moment about their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where we see the sand, like tendrils probing the car tires. So mm-hmm. we know that that's eventually going to be a thing. Eventually, like an hour in. It's like this movie
it's like
slows.
Sand through an hourglass.
Yeah, except the biggest hourglass because it takes so long. It just like from after that first 11 minutes, it just like grinds to
a
halt.
It hits a wall.
It hits every wall possible. So then we're kind of like going between the people in the car and Kaylee and Hannah Montana in the tower. And she's like drinking some vodka. And I was like, that's smart. You're going to be dehydrated and whatever. That's where my head went.
I just shook my head as we go through the series of like, they sit around so much for the next 20 minutes, not which is mm-hmm. more than 20 minutes in their time, not trying to solve the problem,
right?
Not trying to do anything, just sleeping, moping.
Yeah, and we have just scenes bickering. Of them. We've scenes of them taking naps in the car. Kaylee's searching through the tower for stuff and just finds some matches. And I'm like, okay, this is weird and stunningly slow.
Yeah.
Then they're like talking about trying, like, oh, how did the sand change? What happened to make the sand change? No idea. Then there's this moment.
Is this the line that I'm going to have to quote?
The line that Ian's going to have to give us.
This is, wow.
So Kaylee finds sunscreen, and I don't even remember like how it came about, but basically she's like going to give it to them, and she's
going to give it to Gilbert.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And the Chandra in the car is like, hey, how about some for us? And I'm going to preface this by saying Chandra is a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaylee goes, you've got a good base, Chandra. You'll be fine.
In that tone.
Wow.
I turned to Ian and I went, no, that's fucking racist. Yeah, like, I wrote no. down,
you've got racist Barbie. Wow. And this is 2015.
But listen, I think the point was that she's mad at her for like stealing her man.
So much so that she got into racism.
Right. I was just going to say, that doesn't excuse you being a racist. You could just be like, fuck you, Chandra. I don't like you. I'm not giving you the sunscreen.
Someone's going to get a promotion over her at work and she's going to get into QAnon. Like, what's your reaction to things?
Oh, God. JFK Jr. is still alive. Is he going to fly?
Great.
He's going to fly over and save them in his magic plane.
With the aliens, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sorry. We actually were just laughing about that.
Oh, my God.
The newest QAnon conspiracy.
Oh, my God.
Day,
so. It takes an ability to fold in the pretzels to be a QAnon.
Oh, my God. Let's move away.
Yeah, we're going to move away from that.
We're going to move away from that.
Sorry to those of you who listen who love like QAnon.
No,
please stop listening. Please stop listening to us.
Don't apologize to those
people.
Yeah, you're
right.
They're the worst.
Sorry to everyone who doesn't believe in QAnon that you have to deal with those people as well.
They're the worst.
The worst.
So at this point, everybody starts to realize, oh, no. Where'd everybody go? Which I don't know why that wasn't their first thought.
It's been a while.
Yeah. And they'd start to realize, like, oh, everyone got sand murdered.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
So this is where, if I were directing this film, I would have kept a couple more, you know, red shirts around to get eaten off their sleeping bags and have some more fun deaths. You had a lot of movie to fill.
Yeah. So at this point, everyone's kind of crying, like, oh my God, all my friends are dead. But they all look like they're laughing. Like,
oh,
they legitimately look like they were laughing.
Yeah.
And it was very weird.
Yeah.
And then this Gilbert in the sunblock, LOL, is what I wrote.
Yeah. So what happens there is after they're crying and the sunblock racism, Kaylee tosses it down to Jonah, who throws it. In a heroic scene of, can you toss something to someone somewhere?
I'm the quarterback.
Yeah. Gilbert catches it. He starts slathering it on his arms. And he's just like, it's so good. And all I could think was like, what sunblock is he using? Because I'll have some.
Well, because he was obviously getting very burned.
But, you know, it's not aloe.
Yeah, but it's nice and cooling and right. It's blocking the sun. I feel that.
Whoever, I would have been like, product placed my product for that, please.
So here's where they notice the broken egg that is gigantic and in the middle of the beach. And how did they miss it up until now?
Clearly is hatched. Yeah. Yes. You're wondering what's happening. So when they look at it, Ronnie, who is in the back seat. So she was the girlfriend
was
of Vance,
okay.
Who died in a faceplant.
Yes.
And she looks at it and goes, it's an egg? Like a monster? I'm just like, thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Yes, because we needed that explanation.
Hey, there are some solid bad lines in this movie. Yeah.
Here's where they're like, oh, it's a monster under the sand and it's alive. And I just was laughing. Like, I just kept writing.
So good.
I'm dying. I'm dying. Yeah. I'm laughing so hard in this movie. At the movie, not with the movie.
No.
Unfortunately.
No.
Here's where we get a scene where Kaylee is trying to figure out the approximate shape of the monster by tossing some hot dogs. I wrote, is this a metaphor? Just tossing hot dogs.
Slinging some dicks?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty silly. And then, so she tosses. So here's the thing. I got annoyed because I'm like, why are you tossing whole hot dogs? You should just be tossing pieces of hot dogs that you have more to figure out the actual shape as opposed to like 6 points in a giant circle.
You stop it with your logic.
And I also wrote, ooh, sand like hot dog.
Because it like, the tendrils come up. It's like.
Then Hannah Montana goes to throw a hot dog.
Oh my God. This is the most birdemic thing.
It really was.
And he chucks it and a seagull flies across and eats it.
Just grabs it out of the sky.
Like, oh my God.
That is impressive.
Oh, this movie.
This is where the birdemic birds came from, yes, I'm sure.
100%.
They came from this event.
From that hot dog.
I didn't understand what happened. I was like, Ian, what just happened? I'm confused. I saw him throwing. The bird flew by. Did he hit the bird?
We had to rewind.
And you're like, no, dude, the bird ate it out of the sky.
Yeah. It was just that good.
Oh, so silly. Here we have a quote by Gilbert. And I wrote, Ian, give me that quote.
Oh, yeah. So Gilbert's watching a bird get eaten in front of him on the sand. He goes, you see this shit? This fucking sand is eating this fucking bird. This is fucking crazy, yo. We're all going to die soon. I was like, yes, Gilbert, you're right.
He was my favorite character because he was the only one who just was like, this is ridiculous.
That's what not the right.
fuck is happening?
You told me during filming otherwise, so we'll get to that.
No, he's my favorite human character.
Okay.
Later in the movie, I decided that the sand is my favorite character, but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
So now everyone's speculating, like, wait, how come this beach is empty? Which is a valid question at this point in the day. Mm-hmm. Where is everybody? And the blonde, Ronnie? She's the only one who has any logical sense.
She was actually my favorite human character.
Well, in terms of like not a moron. So she says, well, why is there no one at the beach? Mm-hmm. What if it's every beach everywhere? And I wrote, now that's a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if every beach everywhere just started fucking eating people?
That would be great.
That would be amazing. That'd be
a killer beach.
And then you would have to. Like you would show people trying to get onto the beach. You would show a bunch of people just getting beach murdered. You would have all kinds of like crazy shit happening. Like,
oh yeah,
that would be a great movie.
I'd watch that. Also, Killer Beach, better title.
Wasn't that the alt title?
Yeah, but why did they make an alt title when you had such a good title?
No idea.
No idea.
This is where we get all Tremors.
And don't Jonah... insult Tremors by bringing it up with this movie.
Well, so this movie to me. Is a blatant ripoff of Tremors and Cloverfield.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
Very blatant in so many ways. And not well done, unfortunately. And so this moment.
Shocking reveal to me.
Jonah grabs surfboards from where? Two large surfboards from where?
The laying on the back of the trunk is the only thing it could have been. Or maybe up against the car. I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't see him. They just showed up.
He grabs them and throws them on the ground, and he's tremorsing across the sand. If you don't know what I'm referring to, go watch Tremors. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you? Go watch Tremors.
Stop it. Finish listening to this episode, then go watch Tremors.
And I wrote, the sand better reach up and grab him.
It should have. But instead, we get him choosing this moment to be a little bitch and start a fight.
It starts off as like a little heart-to-heart with Kaylee. He's like, Kaylee, we need to have a talk as he's jumping around the surfboards.
This movie needed to lose the fucking heart-to-hearts because they happen too often, the worst times.
Oh my God.
And
And they were so long.
And they were horribly written.
It was like, why did he have to be like, I'm mad that you maybe slept with Hannah Montana, even though I just slept with Shonda, and I'm mad at you. Like, dude, get over yourself. Toxic masculinity is not pretty.
Correct. Also, guys, when we're in beaches eating us scenarios, drama gets put to the side.
There's so much.
Priorities.
Like you said earlier, it's sand through an hourglass. It's a fucking soap opera.
It's the fucking hills. Yeah.
These are the days of our lives. Sand through an hourglass.
These are the wasted days of our lives.
I couldn't handle the ridiculous, like, because we have heart-to-heart with Kaylee and Hannah Montana. We have heart-to-heart with Kaylee and Shonda. We have heart-to-heart with Kaylee and Jonah. We have a heart-to-heart with Ronnie and Shonda. We have, like,
we have a heart-to-heart
God.
With Gilbert and the sunscreen. It's really... Too much.
I can't handle it. So at this point, Jonah's about to get to the picnic table that's in the middle of the beach, which I'm not sure why he's trying to get
there. I
think
there was a backpack on there that they were trying to see if there was stuff. Right. Yep.
And the boards start moving. I guess the sand is like moving the boards.
I enjoyed that.
Which made me, it made me laugh. It was pretty silly, but I'm fine with it. I'm fine if the sand is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm absolutely. Not fine if the people are ridiculous.
Murder sand. It can be ridiculous.
It can do whatever the fuck it wants. So
you
want to
seductively eat hot dogs, murder sand? Go for it.
Absolutely. Please. So Jonah starts to slide. He grabs the table. The board starts to slide underneath. Yeah, he's basically planking. You're right. So he's sort of stuck. And I wrote, dude, use your fucking six-pack abs. Come on, pull yourself up.
Oh, he uses them to hold that shot for like 45 seconds.
Yeah, and the sand is, like I wrote, sparkling up to his tum-tum. It's little tendrils.
Yep.
Takes a little nibble. He gets on the table, and I guess he like passes out, and the sand is poison. There's lots of yelling.
Yeah, he's very overdramatic. I'm not saying that he doesn't.
Everybody
directly
was overdramatic. Everybody's like, yeah, nah. They're all screaming.
Yeah. Kaylee's like, stay with me, stay with me. I was like, first of all, you left him, so ironic thing to yell. But
I think he left her.
You guys left each other.
Whatever. It doesn't matter, and who cares?
Yeah.
At this point, I wanted to see the wound. I'm like, "What? Show me the wound where the tendrils ate your tum-tum." But we don't get that yet.
No, we just get him yelling. It's like a jellyfish times 1,000, which is a very creative description for your pain.
We find a purse with a banana, and he uses it to tease the sand.
Oh, yeah.
And finds that it doesn't react to the ash from the fire pit.
Yeah.
So... then he, he jumps into the fire pit to test it out, whatever. So he starts eating this banana and like doesn't even offer to share, which was my first thought. Like, dude, you're a dick.
Yeah.
There's nothing to eat and you're just going to shovel this banana into your face like a dick.
I mean, he established he's a dick, so
yeah. That's true. But here's where we do see his wound finally.
Oh, it's escalated too.
And it's a nice payoff because it's real gross.
Yeah. It's like pussy boils and pussy.
Yeah,
and
it's gross.
His whole six packs are ruined. Mm-hmm. Girls are very sad.
Then Kaylee starts to reprimand him, like, get on the table. You're going to get on the table, and you're going to look in the bag.
This is where, so he reaches in the bag, and I wrote down a comment, which tell you a minute, and he goes to pull something out, and he's really not doing well, and he pulls out a Diet Mountain Dew, and I wrote, is Jonah going to die for a Diet Mountain Dew? What an awful way to go.
Gross. I would pass on that.
Gross. I would just be like, we're good.
Diet anything is disgusting. Mountain Dew is magical. Diet anything is disgusting. I just can't handle it. It's so gross. He does share. It's apparently the purse is filled with mixers. So it's just sodas and stuff and water. I was hoping that he would find like a lighter or something in there. And I was like, oh, because they kept focusing on his stomach. I was like, oh, now that he knows fire kills it, I wonder if he's going to like burn himself to try to get whatever's out of him. But that doesn't happen. Oh, here's where his tummy blisters start exploding.
Oh, that was good. Gross, exploding. But pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, the CGI was good, but the concept was.
I'm fine with that. So here's where we get what feels like 15 minutes of this guy jumping to and from the table, fake crying, making groaning sounds, and I am bored.
Yeah.
Bored. I want to say we're like 35 minutes in at this point. Maybe 40,
time,
I don't know.
Stood still for me during this film, so.
Yeah.
Although we do get, after a little bit of that, the surfboards are slowly being moved away by the beach, and it's just hilarious.
Really funny. And they notice the sand is trying to get to the tires, and they're finally trying to get into the trunk. And it is probably the longest scene of the whole movie. I just don't really have words for how bored I was of it.
I didn't think you could turn two girls in bikinis on a beach into such an uninteresting, unwatchable scene.
Yeah, I just wrote tension at the trunk.
Yeah, I wrote trunk tension.
Tension at the trunk. We see that Gilbert is bleeding, and I guess he's like bleeding from his side, and he's made a couple of mentions like, I can't feel my legs.
Yeah.
My bottom half is numb from being shoved into this can. Mm-hmm. So I guess he doesn't know he's bleeding, but it's showing that it's running down the side of the can. So I'm assuming at this point I was like, oh, well, something's going to happen there.
A chum in the water kind of thing. It's going to attract it. You know, yeah.
Which is fun. I'm fine with that.
So what happens next? I could really do without on all the levels.
Yeah. So here's where I started to speculate because I had my brain started to wander a little bit. I was like, well, they're in that lifeguard tower. It's probably got some life-saving devices. It's probably got shit in there that you can use. We already saw that Kaylee found some matches. Why aren't you starting fires?
And some sunscreen.
but I'm like, I'm sure that you could finagle something.
Yeah.
To do something. To do anything other.
Send a signal or something.
To do anything other than what you're doing now, which is nothing.
Yeah. Hey, hey. They're bitching to each other, all right? They're doing something. That takes a lot of focus and energy.
So it's Ronnie and Shonda, whatever her name is. They're going over the top of the trunk and reaching over to that's what I would have done. Go over the top, reach over, unlock it, and ride it back up. What she decides to do is go over, stand on the bumper, and try to hold on. And at one point, they're holding onto a towel. And another point, Kaylee comes out with a rescue device, and she's holding on to that. And you and I, at this point, I wrote, we are speculating how this shit show will culminate. Because we're like, I think at this point, we were talking about like, oh, is she going to fall into the sand and get eaten?
Right.
Is she going to like chop off her fingers? Which
It was going to be a scene where like, Chandra holding a towel. They were about to get it. Yeah. She was going to lose her grip, and it would have been a great like slow motion fall.
Right.
So many things you could have done.
Anything other than what they actually did.
Which was, as they're getting it open and they think they finally got it, we see an SUV beach patrol pull up and honk its horn, freak them out, and slam the trunk down on her fingers in one hand and trap them in there.
Right. So Ronnie's hands are trapped in the trunk. She's screaming.
I've shut my thumb in a car door before. Yeah, not fun.
Definitely hurts.
Didn't escalate to the levels this does, but not fun.
Here's where we get a cameo.
Is it even a cameo?
Yeah. It was disappointing.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah.
I think that they... So it's Jamie Kennedy. Let's just put that out there. I think that they probably just like gave him some money and were like, just ad lib insults. And then...
Wow.
Then we'll kill you.
Odd character.
Was very weird. So he's the beach patrol guy. They're screaming about the sand. He's yelling at them, asking if they're on drugs. That was his shtick the entire time. He's like, are you on Molly? Who's got Molly? What are you doing? GHB? And
you
he just kept
X?
Like naming off drugs. I'm like, dude, it's not funny.
I think Jamie Kennedy was just looking for some actual drugs.
Probably. He just wandered onto set.
Yeah.
It's like, who's got Molly?
Film it. He's a name. He walks up to Gilbert at one point and continues the wonderfully classy dialogue going, why's Fat Albert in a trash can? And I was just like, God damn it.
So he's the big thing is that he's got his shoes on and he's walking around and the sand is not attacking him. And the sand is starting to like probe his shoes and they're, you know, he's telling them that they need to come down. He's like, you need to get down from the tower.
Kids got to go home.
Yeah. They're like, no, your shoes are protecting you. We can't go on the sand. And I was like, oh, please take off your shoes. But he didn't. Also, he sees that Ronnie's fingers are stuck in the trunk and he does nothing to help her.
No, not concerned for anyone's well-being.
He's just like, you guys are on drugs. And it's like, okay. So then...
One of the most unlikable characters I've seen in any of the films we've done.
He was horrible. He was like not likable and also not funny. So there's that.
Yeah.
At this point, he drops his car keys into the sand. He reaches down to grab them and his hand gets stuck in the sand. Everybody starts screaming. Kaylee's like, use your pepper spray. Huh. So he pepper sprays the sand and he pulls out a bloody CGI blood spraying stump. It's just spraying everywhere. It was pretty funny. He then gets like sucked back down and falls.
No, he then just shoves his arm back down in the sand is what it looks like. Oh, weird. My God.
Then Kaylee just goes down and takes his pepper spray as he's being like
engulfed by the sand. I'm just glad that he was quick and out of this film.
It was the most anticlimactic moment ever.
Oh, it was just dumb.
So, so anticlimactic. Then
we're going to get a great moment.
This cracked me up. So Hannah Montana decides to be a hero. He's like, you know what? I'm putting on these flip-flops. I'm going to wrap these towels around my feet. And he goes, I'm fast as shit. And I wrote, go, Ricky Bobby.
I really wanted to see this.
And he's going to run. He's going to try to run off the beach because why the fuck not, right? Because
they did at one point when they're throwing the hot dogs find a distance away where it didn't get eaten. So they're like, okay, this thing has a perimeter.
Yes. Yeah, we probably should have said that.
But yeah. So should the movie. Meh.
So as he's going down the railing, he fucking hits the railing.
No. Hold on. So he goes to Chandra in the car, throw me the towel. She goes to throw it. It comes up short. He's reaching over the railing and it just gives way.
And he falls directly onto the sand.
Oh my God. It was so unexpected and great.
And he's just laying on the sand, like dying painfully. And I wrote down, if I was Kaylee, I would have jumped on top of his body and run across his body to get to the car. Like, I would have used him as a bridge.
You only got a couple seconds. Sorry, buddy.
He's dying. There's nothing you can do.
I can't help you. And he's screaming things like, I can't feel my body. I can't feel my body. I'm like, yeah, you're dying, dude.
And Kaylee's just whispering, it's okay. It's okay.
You know, like, what I don't want to hear in that moment?
Bitch, it's not okay. Yeah, okay. Any of that. I know it's not okay.
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
I wrote my notes, Sam genuinely laughed out loud when he fell off.
Because it was so unexpected ridiculous. So at this point, I wrote, the sand's MO has changed because now it's got bloody tentacles and it ate his clothes off.
Oh, yeah, and it left like a blood stain.
Yeah,
too.
It left a big bloody body print. And I was like, what the fuck? What's happening?
It's just letting
Jamie
you know.
Kennedy
it's
was like the thing that put it over the edge.
When you get a little Jamie Kennedy in your system, you start to lose it.
So the wooden railing that had fallen starts to like inch, like the sand is moving. It's like crawling away. And this is where I wrote, the sand is my favorite character.
Oh, absolutely.
The sand is my favorite character.
It's hilarious.
And it's got some development. It's changing. It's growing.
And it also gets the point and eats some shit.
Right. It's doing its thing. It follows its own rules. You know, it's a dynamic character unlike anyone else in this movie.
This is where we cut over to Gilbert and he gives us the line, I don't want to die with a dick on my face. And I just was like, yeah, that's fair. He's had a tough day. Gilbert's just sweating out in the sun. Like, Gilbert really has it the worst because everyone else can move around a little bit.
He's just stuck in an oil drum.
He's just in a bad way.
So Kaylee gets the idea. She's going to knock the wood down on the sand. She has Shonda pick it up and put it in the car. Kaylee jumps down into the car and then she jumps into the car and instantly just punches Shonda in the face and is like, that's for stealing my boyfriend. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's sand eating you.
Yeah.
Give it up, you dumb bitch.
Almost everyone's dead. They just continue this theme of having the worst fights.
Fighting
at the
over
worst time.
A shitty, shitty guy.
Oh, yeah. He's trash.
Yeah.
Trash. Also, his abs are ruined. So
he's also still alive on the picnic table. And I guess he and Kaylee love each other or something. I don't know. There's like some sort of
I just
dialogue.
Wrote more pressing issues, guys.
Right. So at this point, they tell Gilbert, turn around in the barrel, because this entire time he's been facing away from them. And I was like, wait, why did they just say that now? He's like facing away from all the action. He can't see what's going on.
Do you feel for that poor actor who, for all these shots, are like, all right, you're in a barrel. Look at the ocean.
Look, if they would have shot the movie from his perspective, like being like stuck in a barrel alone, then maybe that would be more interesting.
That would be a 5-minute movie.
It would be like the movie with the guy who gets his arm stuck in a rock and has to cut it off.
Oh, 127 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. But with murder sand.
Ooh. All right. Now you're talking.
So at this point, they finally decide to get Ronnie's fingers out of the trunk.
Yeah, folks, Ronnie's fingers have been in the trunk the whole time. She has settled into this state of being.
So they get her fingers out.
They just pull them out. They don't open the trunk or anything, and they come out bloody but fine.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, Gilbert's blood has finally reached the sand that's been running down the side of the trash barrel, because we see that happen. And here's where they take another moment to have another heart-to-heart. And this is where Chandra and Kaylee have a moment where Chandra's like, you and Jonah had such a perfect relationship. You're going to get married and have babies like Barry and Ken. God. And I wrote in big letters, I don't care.
But
Ronnie,
I don't
in the backseat, agrees with you because she yells, "Do we need to talk about this drama now?" And it's like, thank you, Ronnie. Thank you.
Don't care. So here's where they build a bridge with the wooden rails, and they're going across it with their toe rings, which probably is not the smartest thing.
Yeah, they're going over the picnic table where Jonah is out of commission. And I wondered at this point, like, what is their plan? Are they just going to go over there and make out? Like, what
they're
is
gonna
your end game?
Sling him over their shoulder and walk back across this 2-inch piece of wood.
Live on the fire pit. This is our home now.
So Kaylee reaches Jonah, and I'm officially the most bored because they're just like, oh my God, are you okay? I hate it. It's basically what the dialogue sounded like to me. Ronnie's on the beam. We had to rewind this because I didn't understand what happened. So her hand is wrapped in a towel.
Mm-hmm.
And blood starts to drip, and she reaches under to catch the blood so it doesn't get on the sand, which...
Who cares? Who just cares? Take the 2 steps and get on the picnic table.
And then she just falls over.
Yep.
And as she's falling, Kaylee sprays the sand with pepper spray real fast.
That's good reaction time.
And she falls, and she goes, oh my God, I'm okay. And then all of a sudden she tries to get up,
and she's like, I'm not okay.
And the sand just chomps her up. And also...
Oh, yeah.
People are spraying pepper spray willy-nilly here.
Dude, if there's any wind...
That shit never misses anyone in the vicinity. If you're spraying it at another person, you're going to get some blowback.
Oh, my God.
Everyone around you is going to get it.
So, when I worked...
No one has a reaction.
When I worked at the restaurant job before the one we met each other, there was a gas station next door, and I went over there before my shift, and in the parking lot... There was a fight going on between 2 women, and one of them had busted out pepper spray. And I was in the gas station when it happened, and the attendant and I went out to try and separate it. And just the remnant pepper spray, that entire 8-hour shift I worked, I could barely open my eyes. And I just was in the remnant cloud.
Yeah.
This is an unrealistic representation of pepper spray.
Never step into the pepper spray cloud. Especially when it's two crazy ladies fighting in a parking lot.
Don't break
up a
fight between 2 gas station pepper spray ladies. Not a fun encounter.
Just leave them to their business, Ian. So the sand is eating Gilbert's blood at this point. So Kaylee wraps her feet in the towels and a bag and runs to the beach patrol car. She's super excited that she got there, like, yay! And it's very short-lived because all of a sudden, Gilbert is in an earthquake of hungry sand monster.
Oh my God.
Like aggressive, everything shaking. He's screaming. There's blood all over the place. I was just laughing.
Yeah. It was a good death. This was a good death.
Yeah.
He sold it too. Gilbert really acted as hard as he could.
Now instead of the little teeny like tinkly tentacles, we have big tentacles that are like engulfing things.
Yeah. They reach up through the barrel and like yank him down through. Yeah. It was like a Mortal Kombat finisher. Like, wow.
Yeah. So the angry tentacles get up and start shaking the car. So I was wrong. Shonda is the one who got to the car, not Kaylee. So Kaylee's back at the picnic table with Jonah. Shonda is the one who wrapped her feet and ran over to the beach patrol car. So at this point, Shonda's up on the top of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the tentacles are shaking the car. And she falls and like hits her head and gets knocked out.
Yeah. She falls like onto the hood.
It's ridiculous. And then... So she's knocked out, and then Kaylee's just snuggling Jonah, and I'm over it. And then all of a sudden, it's full dark.
Yeah, it goes from, like, mid-morning to nighttime.
Or, like, mid-afternoon, whatever. So it's a couple hours.
All I can think of is Shonda hit her head, and she's been out that long. Yeah. She has a severe brain injury.
Dude, that's literally what I wrote. I wrote, that's concerning. Serious traumatic brain injury.
Yes. That is not. And then, so what happens is, Kaylee just starts yelling like, Shonda, dude, you waited, 9 hours to start yelling her name to try and wake her up? This movie
or she was
so
yelling the entire time.
I mean, maybe.
So Shonda finds an inflatable rubber raft on top of the car. She inflates it and throws it on the ground. It just happens to cover the exact amount of space between the picnic table and the car, which is convenient.
Works out well.
They load Jonah into the raft.
Who's still alive?
I don't know.
Amazing.
He seems like he sucks, and they're both just like fawning over him, and I hate it. Listen, there's shitty ladies out there too, but
yeah, there are 2 of them in this movie fawning over Jonah,
right? But this guy is on display. So
I thought when the raft went down, at this point we've seen these tentacles, you know, really go through the bottom of a metal barrel. I was expecting them to come up and like attack the raft and take someone through it because it's inflatable.
No, I didn't. Eh. I didn't expect that. I expected them all to get to the car, which is what happens. They load Jonah in, but he's like a messy, messy mess. So
this is where you turned to me and said, when will they realize the keys are in the sand back
yeah.
with dead police officer?
Beach patrol man. I don't think they cared at that no. point. So now I wrote the tentacles are coming because they are.
And they're glowy and fun now.
They're bioluminescent, yeah, I guess.
I enjoyed that.
Sure. It was fine. It was fine.
Hey, if you're going to make me watch some stupid action, make it pretty.
Right, right. It was just silly. Kaylee winds up getting up on the roof of the car. She finds a couple of gas cans. The tentacles take one of them.
So, yeah, you had to ask me about this because it happened so quickly. So she's unlocking one of them and the tentacle like ruptures up through it and gets covered in gasoline. Okay. Yep.
Okay, that makes way more sense.
Does it though?
Listen, I'm being kind.
These graphics, by the way, I just wrote, the N64 would be ashamed by the graphics
cutscenes
that are these tentacles attacking this car.
Definitely. Wait till we get to the fire, y'all. So she starts pouring gas onto the sand. She pulls out her matches. It's taking forever. Oh, and then we get the worst fire CGI I think I've ever seen.
It's not good.
So we have the tentacle CGI going wild. And then we have the fake flames over the fake tentacles.
This is Birdemic level.
It was bad.
It was like Birdemic fires in the forest level.
Yeah, yeah. It was bad. So that happens. The tentacle grabs the car door handle and tries to open it.
Yeah.
Which made me laugh.
That was good. Because she's jumped back in the car now.
Yeah.
And so apparently silly. Just made it mad by setting part of it on fire.
Here's where I wrote. Please, tentacle monster, please just swallow this car whole because it needs to end.
Yeah. I actually wrote end, you fucker, in my notes and caps at this point.
So we get about 30 seconds, like 15 to 30 seconds of total silence, nothing happening. They're all just sitting in the car, like with their heads on each other's shoulders. I'm so bored. At this point, I think Jonah died.
Yeah, I think Jonah died.
Because he just was like laying there and then the girl started crying. And I wrote, well, that was worth it, I guess. It like all that trouble it took to get his stupid ass.
It truly felt like they forgot to edit this scene. And it was supposed to cut from one to the next. And they just kind of let it run. And in hindsight, they're like, well, we used all the time we have in editing. Leaving it in.
There's just silent hugging and crying. And then it fades out.
And they just fall asleep. And it's next morning.
And we see Jonah dead in the seat with his eyes open. Yuck. And some guy walks up to the window, a random surfer. He like knocks on the window. And the girls are like, and it takes him like a minute to like get out of
That's
the car.
That's an exact quote, by the way.
Yeah, that was. I wrote it down.
I know.
They put their feet in the sand.
They see he's not wearing. They see he's barefoot. So they're like, oh, it's safe.
Yeah. And they just stumble away. And then the surfer looks in like, hey, guy, what's up? And he was like, oh, God.
That was my favorite part of the movie.
Oh, there's a like, fucking dead guy in here.
This isn't good.
And I'm like, what the hell is he thinking?
God only knows.
So here's where we get a high pullback shot of the entire scene. Mm-hmm. We get the whole lay of the land. We see an indent in the ground showing the shape of the creature. It's obviously gone.
Yeah, like it was underneath it, and now that's gone. The sand is sunk down.
Right. Then we pan over the ocean, and we see a giant jellyfish sand monster. I'm calling it the sand monster. Sure. It's not made of sand. It's just like a big tentacly jellyfish. It's in the water, and it's heading toward a busy boardwalk. The end.
And you were like, that's a better movie.
Yep, it is. Way better movie.
Way better movie.
I don't understand why that wasn't way at the beginning.
So, Sam, your final thoughts.
So, I wrote, it's not the worst, but it's definitely not good, especially coming off of Piranha 3D.
Oh, it really suffers from its slot in our rotation.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we had just seen a creature movie with co-eds and beaches and that nailed it.
I... Like I said earlier, I don't know what I expected of this movie, but it was not what got delivered.
I expected the first 11 minutes for 85 to 90 minutes.
I expected like people arriving on the beach and getting murdered. I expected like more stuff happening. This movie should have been a short film.
I wrote that same exact thing because it really should have.
If you take this movie and condense it down to like 30 minutes, you have a really solid, tense,
fun romp,
horror short film that I think would have been really good, or at least pretty good, better than what this was.
Yeah.
There was so much empty space. There was so much like that stupid fucking love story dialogue. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I love a good love story. Some of my favorite films are love stories. They tend to not
big Fifth Element fan.
They tend to not ever be movies that are like horror or thriller or anything like that. If you put a love story into one of those movies, you better make it perfect. I can't even think of any off the top of my head because that's how few there are that I enjoy. But I was so disappointed. I was so bored.
That was the issue. I was incredibly bored in this movie. And I love this genre. Mm-hmm. I found myself zoning out. And I don't zone out a ton during movies. I have a really high tolerance for, all right, let's get going. I was genuinely anxious for this movie to just be over.
Well,
it was almost like that Dateline we watched last night, which took like 2.5 hours.
No, but that was good. You were like sucked into it.
I know.
You just kept expecting it to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
this one, I wasn't sucked in at all, and I just needed it to be over.
This one was frustrating because there were small moments where you're like, ooh, is it going to pick up? Ooh, are we going to get – no. Everything was like – it would start to build you up and then it would totally let you down.
I think it really suffered from lack of bodies to sacrifice by cutting it down to such a small cast to start everything and missing out on the murder of all the other people from this beach.
Because that's the point of this movie. Yeah. Let's be serious.
It's the point of it. You really kind of handcuffed yourself and left yourself with only seven people that you have to drag through 90 minutes. And that's why you have to have so much looking around, downtime, slow stuff.
If you
can't kill five people in a half hour because you have two people left.
Right. If you have a monster that is sand that eats people, then you need to do something more than this.
Well, especially when it's one location.
Right.
Yeah. It's an immobile monster, so it can't chase you. You really have to get creative and have a higher body count to keep me engaged.
I think my problem also is that I really don't like that it turned out to be like a jellyfish monster. I wanted it to be the sand.
I know, I did too.
And the fact that it was like, oh, it's a fucking jellyfish under the sand attacking people, it just didn't make any sense, first of all, the way that it initially started killing things. Because it's like, oh, it's these little tentacles. Okay, I get it was like tiny or whatever. But then how is it so big? I don't know.
Dude, I would have preferred
like
a radioactive oil drum spills in the sand and the sand just becomes deadly.
Right.
And eats stuff. Right. That's all the explanation I need for this.
So the other thing I kept thinking
movie.
I mentioned earlier Tremors and Cloverfield.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I kept thinking about over and over again is actually one of my favorites. So Creepshow 2, the story, The Raft, I think it's called The Raft. Where it's all the teenagers out on the raft in the water, and there's like an oil slick on the water that just fucking murders everybody. So they're stuck on the raft. They can't get out because
they're
it's in the
basically
oil slick, the water is trying to kill them.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
This is that
it
on a beach.
Terrified me as a kid, and I love it. That I think this was that. And it needed to not be a jellyfish. It needed to either be ambiguous. We don't know what it is.
Which would have been fine.
Or something silly like the government made evil sand.
Sure.
Whatever.
It was a testing site for the exactly. Right. So many things. It could have been, that's one of their guesses. It could have been the government. Let it be. Yeah.
I was disappointed. Really disappointed. Again, coming off of the movie we just came off of, I didn't think it was going to be like wonderful, but I also didn't think it was going to be this bad. I wish it was shorter. I wish there were more people that got sand murdered. I wish the monster was not the Cloverfield monster. And because it should have just been a Cloverfield movie, really. Let's be serious.
Agreed.
It should have been a Cloverfield short. Let's throw it in there. And I wish there wasn't a love story. So do I like this movie? No. I don't think you should watch this movie. It's boring. It's silly. Just watch YouTube clips of the funny deaths. Maybe.
I mean, I agree with you. I didn't like this. It was boring. That's really the truest statement. It's not that it was bad. It was just boring.
Right. Because there were moments that were fine.
I'd rather it be bad because oftentimes bad can be hilarious.
Right.
This was just boring. Mm-hmm. So there you have it. The Sand.
Next week. I'm so disappointed.
It's all right. I got a good one for next week. I'm excited for it. We're getting back on track next week. So there you have it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it so much.
If you love us, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Follow us or subscribe, whatever it is, on Spotify. All of our socials are in the episode notes. You know, I know it takes a little bit of effort, but if you just rate, review, follow, whatever it is that you do, share, it is super helpful. So we appreciate it. And we appreciate everybody who has done so thus far. We love you. You're the best.
No, we have some exciting things coming down the pipeline, including I'm starting to get on top of YouTube. So coming soon, we will have our episodes up on YouTube.
Yay.
So that's coming. We have some, I don't kid, we have some really exciting things in the pipeline, including an interview I'm really excited to do. So keep an eye out for that. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Don't go in the sand. I want to be surprised.
All right. We are recording. All right.
I can hear when you...